how did I get into this? I was always the polite kid, and I think I have to thank my parents for that. But the way that I started the website was I was in college, and there was this thing going around on the internet where all the young people would say, that awkward moment when this or that awkward moment when that. And often you hear that the younger generation were sort of awkward, right?
Sure.
Would you not agree?
Oh, wow.
So it's all about, so I named the website Not Awkward Anymore because I figured, you know what, if we just know the simple protocols, the rules, that will help us be more comfortable and confident in any social situation because we know we're doing the right thing. So that's how it all started, and I'm quite enjoying this.
Well, bet you are. You call yourself the world's youngest etiquette expert, and you're the author of From Schleppy to Preppy, which I love the title of the book. How hard was it to write a book like that?
It was a bit of a job, but these were little things that I saw that people were just doing wrong, and they were buttoning their jackets wrong or just not taking care of their clothing. So it took me a few months to write that book. It's a guidebook. It's not like a huge, huge book. It's a little guidebook, and it took me a few months to write it, and it was definitely a formative experience. I hope to write more things in the future.
Well, I hope so, too, because I do like what we're talking about here. We're talking about game day etiquette for your Super Bowl bash. Now, I've never thought of a Super Bowl party as something that involved linen and china, but that's not necessarily so, I suppose.
Well, linen and china are not required for etiquette. You know, etiquette is always just about making people feel more comfortable and being that good guest at the party. So I've made a whole list of guests whom you wouldn't want at your party.
Oh, let's talk about those people. Let's start with
right.
The wine backer.
The wine backer. We all know the wine backer, and no matter how exclusive your party is, he will show up. He is the best coach and the best referee who never made it to the Super Bowl. So if he disagrees with whatever's going on in the game, he's going to voice his displeasure to everyone, and no one's going to listen after a few seconds, but he'll keep going on. And what this person also likes to do is grab the remote control, which the host really should have control over only, and they will start replaying parts of the game nobody asks to see.
Oh, that can be so painful. I do like the coming back, though. If you're going to be a good guest, you have to give up your seat if you're heading for the buffet, correct?
That is right. And if you are the coming back, you're just coming back, don't bother asking for your seat back when you return unless you go for a food run or a beer run. Then maybe someone will give your seat back up to you. But if you leave your seat for whatever reason, then don't expect people to keep it empty for you.
No, absolutely not. And you do have to be a good guest because you have to consider the fact that some people may be bringing children to the party. You can be a bad guest in a couple of ways, can't you?
That is right. The one that comes to mind is the offensive cackle, I call him. This fan is swearing and being very vocal about things. And really, we can of course, be enthusiastic and be really into the game, but we don't need to swear, especially when there are children around.
Oh, absolutely not. And then there's the fried receiver. I think that name says it all, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. And fun fact, at the Super Bowl, they stop serving alcohol after the third quarter. So maybe that's something that you can do, especially if you're driving home. Definitely pay attention to how much you're drinking because nobody wants to worry about how you're going to get home or see you in a bad state like that.
Oh, absolutely. This is why we have Uber. You have that number on speed dial. Let's talk about the food itself. There are some definite etiquette yeses and no-nos when you're going to take care of yourself at the buffet.
Right. Well, let's start with the no-nos because they're more fun.
True.
The biggest no-no would be the double dipper.
Ew.
This is the equivalent of the streaker at a game. Nobody wants to see this person. And depending on which doctor you ask, double dipping is okay, double dipping is not okay. But etiquette experts are clear, double dipping is not okay. So I know that sometimes you get the big tortilla chip and you can't dip it all at once. So if you do need to dip it twice, put some dip on a plate just for yourself, and then you can dip as many times as you like. But if you're using a communal dip, only dip once.
Be nice. How about the line snacker?
The line snacker. We always fill up at the buffet table. Usually these parties are potlucks. We fill up at the buffet table during commercial breaks or before the game, and the line snacker, he makes the buffet table, or she makes the buffet table, their own. And everyone's waiting there to get their own food, and the line snacker is sampling every little thing. Why don't you just grab what you need, be as quick as possible, and sit down or step off to the side and then start eating?
Again, it makes sense, but people aren't always thinking with common sense when they're watching the Super Bowl. There's another one called the Food Fumbler. I like this one.
The Food Fumbler. This is a host's worst nightmare, right?
Oh,
when
yeah.
When we invite a bunch of people over, we expect some cleaning up afterwards, which the guests should offer to help with.
Sure.
But the Food Fumbler makes this huge mess, and usually it's the same person as the fried receiver. They drop all the food everywhere. They leave dip on the couch or sauce on the couch, and a lot of the Super Bowl food is cheesy, it's greasy,
mm-hmm.
So it leaves a lot of big messes that you might need to even spend money to fix. So be wary of that. Don't be the food fumbler.
Either that or have the party outside or there isn't something you can stain.
Right, or cover everything in cling wrap.
That'd be an interesting party. If you're going to be a good... We're not going to go there. If you're going to be a good guest, you never come empty-handed, right?
Absolutely. If you do, you are the tight friend.
Ooh.
People spend so much money on tickets to go to games, and the least you can do if you're invited somewhere is to bring a little bit of food. You know, hosts usually count on people bringing at least a little bit of something, so some wings, or the cheesier and the greasier, the better. If you bring a case of beer, you're going to get the VIP treatment.
Well, that's absolutely true. Have you ever thrown a Super Bowl party yourself?
I have stuck to being a guest at Super Bowl parties, but I just may do it this year.
Well, what's your favorite kind of party to throw?
My favorite kind of party to throw?
Yeah.
I would say something to do with me. If it's a birthday party, for example, I like to do that.
I like that. I like when it's all about you. So any predictions for the game coming up?
You know what? I always say this. This year, I'm rooting for a very close game because it should be fun to watch.
Oh, you are
just
so
like
diplomatic. Oh, you are so diplomatic. Jeez. Honestly, I really don't care either way. I'm like you. I just want to see a good game, everybody behave, and just have a good time. Any particular foods that you like to see at a Super Bowl party? Any favorites?
What I like to see, like I said, the greasier and cheesier, the better. So I like to have wings there. I like to have fried chicken. And any sort of homemade dip is also a nice thing to break.
Oh, yeah. If someone wants to check in with you, visit your website, or maybe send you a note and get some information, how can they get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is to visit my website. It's notawkwardanymore.com. notawkwardanymore.com.